In Parshas Noach, the Ralbag has a very seemingly innocent, harmless comment on the Pasuk. Pasuk says, Hashem is telling Noach, "Vato kach lecho mikol machol asher yeyochel," take from all food that's edible, all the food, "Vasafta lecho," and gather it into the teva together with you, and it'll be as a food for you and for them, everybody in the teva, to have what to eat. Very practical, reasonable suggestion or commandment. He says, we learn from here to Elis Bemidos. Person should pay special attention to be mashgiach, to supervise, to pay attention to those to anyone who's under his auspices, mibnei beisoy, from his family, or mishorosov, and the servants. Lo seis loy chukoy b'mashi yitztorech la'amidas gufoy. He should make sure that he gives him the appropriate things that he needs for the sustenance, for the ability to function, his bodily functions, his bodily needs. Ukvar he'irosnu ha'teira bozeh. The Torah has alerted us to this. B'mashi hishgicho b'hamtzoas mezoinois ha'balei chai b'tevo. That the Torah told us that Noach has to find the mezoinus that they need. Ato kach lecho mikol ma'achol asher yeochel v'savtei lecho. V'tzavoas Noach sheyezoinom be'omru v'hoye lecho v'lehem lo'ochlo. And not only did he tell him that you have to gather in the food, make sure you have enough food for them, but he gave him a tzivoy that he should feed them. Sheyezoinu be'omru v'hoye lecho v'lehem lo'ochlo. Kizeh mima sheyechayev sheyochin lohem noyach mezoinoiseyem tomid. This posuk of ahoyo locho velohem leochlo was mechayev noyach, that he's obligated to prepare the food for them all the time. To take, I guess, the detailed preparation, not just having the food, here's the food, I eat, but the preparation, sheyochin lehem, whatever, I don't know if they cooked, if they baked, if they, I don't know what they did there, but however, it has to be prepared to give the right portions, cut it, whatever it must be. He was mechuyev to be yochin lehem noach mezunaseyem tomit. V'imzeh roi v'balei chayim, and if this is how the Torah tells us how you have to treat balei chayim, that are your responsibility, so to speak. Certainly, the family and the servants, that one should have such an obligation. That's a lotion that he uses all the time. He will completely fix up the organization of the house. The house now will function properly. It'll be an ingathering of people in a very livable way. Asher hu hascholo letikun kibbutz hamedino. This will be a beginning to the same type of a preparation of an organization, of a making it workable in the entire medina through this process. So it just struck me over here that what's happening over here. What's this lesson in Midos? What is the lesson in Midos? The lesson in Midos is that you feed your family. Okay, you're responsible. You have to go to work. You have to make a living. You have to put food on the table. But it seems that it's much more than just putting food on the table. There's two things. There's the kach lecho mikol ma'achol asher yeochel, v'asafte lecho, v'hoye lecho v'lehem lo'ochlo. And the Ralbag says, the first thing is, you got to find all the food to make sure you have food for them. But with Savoas Noya Sheyezoinom, he gave them a special thing. You have to feed each one. You have to take full, it's a full service operation. It's not enough you're dealing with behemoths. It's not enough, here's the food, everybody has their food, you put it out on the behemoth floor, wherever it is over there, each behemoth will have its thing. No, he Sheyezoinom Be'omro V'Oyel Emelchel Ochlo, and what is that Mechayev him? Sheyochin Lohem Noyach V'Zoinaseyem Tomit. You must always be preparing for them, their food. It's a full service preparation that you must do for the behemoths. And of course, if for behemoths you have to treat them that way, kol shekein, that's appropriate for the b'nei bayis. So it seems that the midah over here that we're learning is a midah of full service responsibility. We have to take full responsibility. I'm responsible. Okay, here's the food. So eat. What do you want for my life? No, it's full service responsibility. The Torah was mechayev him, and this is the way. If you wish to have a properly structured and organized and functional home, then it has to be that the one in charge takes the fullest extent. He takes it from the purchase to the final, the last detail in the presentation, in order to when he conducts himself and expresses that midah, that's what's needed for this house to function properly. And it seems that that is the haschola for tikkun kibbutz hamedina. It sounds like that when the person does that, it's not if everybody does that, so that's the tikkun kibbutz hamedina. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like this midah of taking care and responsibility for every detail, and not just going in a general approximate or wholesale type of a thing. You know, I'm taking care of it. That's all. But boiling it down to every little detail and being concerned with every little detail, this seems to be the midah that will be a haschola. If people will act with that midah will impact the world, and there'll be this eventual tikkun kibbutz hamedina, that the world itself will be a more functional and appropriate place. So it occurred to me that well, on a number of levels, those of us who are responsible for any kibbutz, any group of people, have a very extensive responsibility. One might say, for example, I put masks out in the hall, if I was assuming I was the one responsible. So they have masks over there. No. Sounds like prepare each mask for each person. Maybe have to autograph each one to say, you know, this one is for you. Maybe even have to put it on the guy and make sure that he's wearing it, adjust it properly. I don't know the extent. But if there is a responsibility, and it's something that's important, that's critical, then we cannot fulfill our responsibilities with general, okay, here it is, you got it, it's there for the taking, it's there for the effort that you put in. No, there's a responsibility, it's a midah of taking full responsibility, of being responsible for every single detail. I remember once the Vardika Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Yankov Yaffin, I once came to him with a taina, and I said to him, I says, he should join the Vad of Torah Mesorah, the Vad of the Rosh Yeshivas. And he was Taka, one of the Gedoyle Hador Mamish, and he, you know, it would make a big hashpo there, and he would have a very good influence. And he said to me, he says, I can't do it, because if I do it, ich darfen vermachen die Gemara in ganzen. I'll have to close my Gemara completely. What's the pshat? He says, because if I'm involved in a leadership position, that I'm responsible for every detail of everything that these people are doing. And if I'm not going to take responsibility for each one of those details, then I'm not doing my job. There's a midah of responsibility. And that responsibility goes to the nth degree of detail. And even with the behemoths, Noach had to be Yochin Lohem Noach Mezunaseim Tomid. We know he brought it, not only Chazal say, he brought them the food, he brought it on time. Each one according to his schedule. This guy liked to eat in the morning, this guy liked to eat in the night, like we do it all. No. Anyway, so you know, everybody to his own schedule. This is what he had to do if he was fulfilling his responsibility. This midah that he supposed to develop, he was mitzuva to feed them accordingly, even for the animals, halacha kama v'kama us. And if this midah is imbibed in people, it can have an effect on the broader society. So then we think about it, you know, today the broader society is in rough shape. And there is no sense of responsibility, of moral responsibility. There's no sense of morals. It's the level of decadence in the last decade is probably who knows how many times greater, you know, maybe infinitely greater than the decadence that's taken place in previous years. It's shocking what's going on. What's going on need not to go into. And I think that it seems that we could have, if we develop this midah, that we take responsibility. We are responsible. We're responsible for everyone under our charge. We're responsible for every detail. That seems to be something which could spread out and have broader, wider ramifications.